Here's the story of a girl named Raylan, who was bringing up three very lovely tots. Two of them had hair of brown, like their mother. The youngest one did not.
Nuts? Really? Here's a story of a man named JB, who was busy with three bands of his own. He knew a bass player and 11 drummers, and they need all of those.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and he recorded all her demos for a fee. They grabbed the bass player and 11 drummers. That's the way we all became the R&B. The R&B. The R&B. That's the way we became the R&B.
I'm gonna hit record. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast, R&B 20-ish. For 20-ish, we're having major technical difficulties.
Yep.
Me and Jonathan Bright. See, yeah, we're almost at an hour at trying to get on and be on. Do you like my fur coat? I feel comfortable wearing it.
Is it for real fur or is it a faux fur?
I was told it was real when the lady gave it to me. I don't know, but it's really warm and I'm thinking about it.
Well, it was a gift. You killed no animals for it. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, my Cherokee ancestors would wear animal skin to keep warm. And that's literally what I'm doing. I'm wearing animal skin to keep warm.
Certainly not a fashion statement.
You don't think so?
I mean, no offense, but... Oh, shit. Hold on. Low battery. Gotta plug my phone in.
It just says Jonathan Bright in big letters on my screen right now.
Hold on. I gotta plug it in.
Plug it in.
I knew somebody was going to do that.
Filler stuff.
Am I back?
Yep.
All right. I'm plugged in.
So,
how long that lasts? What the fuck? What's going on?
I need to make a quick statement because of some stuff that's come up this week. And I just wanted to say to everyone that, you know, my friends never asked to meet my grandpa, ever. Did you know my grandpa was Willie Nelson, JB?
Before you get started, I was going to ask if there was maybe a way that you could maybe hook me up with your grandpa. Write a song or so. Something, you know. Smoke a joint with Willie. Come on, man. It'd be cool just to smoke a joint with Willie. Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to your point.
You're fired. Oh, no. But my point is... You've made my point clear, is that you would never ask to meet my grandpa. You would never ask to smoke a joint with him. And if you did do that for real, then you are put into this category of people that I call fans of Papa Willie. And there's a big boundary I like to set with those fans where I don't really talk to them.
Also known as Papa Willie fans.
Papa Willie fans.
Yes.
And there's some crazy ones out there. I've met a whole lot of crazy ones. And even though you personally might not be crazy, you're put into that category automatically when you ask to meet him. I just want to reiterate, none of my friends, I almost said fans, none of my friends have asked to meet my grandpa. And if you do, you are not my friend. You are a Papa Willie fan. That's all I wanted to say.
So you're suggesting that maybe there's some people that would try to get in your good graces simply to get an introduction and a meet and greet with your grandpapa, William Nelson.
Yes. Were you aware that my grandpa was Willie Nelson?
I really thought it was Ricky Nelson. So, you know,
well,
there
listen,
we go.
You know, I'll be anyone's friend. Try it out. See how it goes.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really a big fan of Willie Nelson. I think he's kind of an asshole, but anyway, I digress.
How do you, how would you rate his musical talents on a scale of 1 to 10?
He's all right. I think if he keeps at it, he'll make some of himself, you know, eventually. I would like to say.
That one. You stumbled through that one. What was that?
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought this up because I will say that I too have a, I don't need to make a statement because I'm much older than you. And I think I made my statement with friends years ago, but if anybody was coming to me and asking to meet one of my grandfathers, I did the same thing, man. You know, Robert Brewer, Emmert Bright. If you're coming to me trying to hook up with one of those guys, you get put in that other category.
Of people who want to meet my grandpa, right?
Exactly. So I had to kick a few to the curb too. Or not, you know, it's nothing against that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just saying that it's just a different thing. People want to meet your grandpa. People want to meet my grandpa. They both have passed away, so I don't have to deal with that anymore. But I understand. I get it.
So they get put into the category of PWWTMMG. That's what the category is called. It's PWWTMMG plus, like, you know, like the plus at the LGBTQ plus.
Like, we're just adding like a Red Roof Inn plus.
Yeah, fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway.
PWWTMMG is what you get put in that category, and you're not in the friend category anymore. And you also will get blocked on my phone. You should see my blacklist now, Jabe.
Oh, no.
It's like, and it feels so good.
Hell, at least half of them are like, hell, fuck you. I didn't want to be your friend anyway. I just wanted to see your grandpa. So then you're both, you know where you stand.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I just know that there's messages coming through about hope your grandpa's okay and congratulations to your grandpa. I'm like, what has he done? I Google and there's nothing happening. I can't. So I just block. 2020 is the year of the block on the phone for Raylan.
But to be fair, these aren't people like just random people on the internet wishing your grandpa well.
It's my mom.
No. But I mean, you're not speaking specifically of people maybe on the social media, like, hey, hope your grandpa's doing well, blah, blah, blah. That's sort of different than people. You're talking about people you know face-to-face, I've had conversations with.
I've met these people. They're supposedly my friend. No.
Because it's totally legit for people on the internet and people you might meet at a show once to wish your grandpa well or share a Willie Nelson story. It's cool.
JB, but you know what the Willie Nelson stories are? They're like, hey, I got a great story about your grandpa. So in 1982 in Wilmington, West Virginia, I saw your grandpa play in a cornfield with Tom Paul Glazer and Rodney Dangerfield was there. I mean, and that's it. That's the story. Like, they saw him play at some point when I was in
Boston. Well, that's not a bad story. And it's kind of sweet. I don't think they're trying to, those certain people aren't trying to get to you to get to Willie Nelson. They're like, oh, it's Willie Nelson's granddaughter. I'm going to share a story and go, hey, look, I met your grandpa. Again,
love these stories. It's fine. It's just the same story over and over again.
Right. I get that. But what I'm saying is,
they're great.
And what I do need to ask why the hounds of hell are going crazy over there in wherever you are, the holler.
The dog next door, his name is Cooper, because I've heard them call his name.
Wait, is it Cooper or is it Cooper?
It's Cooper, but I think it's Cooper, but they say Cooper.
Of course, yeah, Cooper.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, he loves you.
He hates me. He hates anyone who walks around, and if the dad of the family, Josh, if he's not there, which it looked like he was packing up his car, he apparently leaves town sometimes. But if he's not here, he's the only one who can get the dog to shut up. Maybe I'm in...
Cooper's pissed.
Maybe I'm in the wrong spot for our podcast right now.
That's fine. I like it. That's a little...
It's like the white noise app. Does your white noise fall asleep app have dogs barking?
Probably somewhere. It's got everything. I go with air conditioner. That's my go-to.
So to
sum up part one of your statement... people that are acquaintances of yours that you have spent time face-to-face with that you might talk to or text from time to time, should these type of people ever get into the, hey, can you introduce me to your grandpa, they'd immediately get put into the, what's the LGBT?
PWWTMMG plus category.
Right. Which doesn't necessarily make them a shitty person. It just means, okay, I see where you're coming from. So I guess we're not really friends. I'm just a conduit to my grandpa to you. However, the people that we play for and that you see out and they're like, aren't you Willie's granddaughter? And they want to share a story.
I love it. That's fine.
They don't get put in that category.
They don't get put in that category, and I'm sorry if I made it seem that way. I think I was just bitching in general about...
Well, gee, that's odd.
Do you like hearing stories of your grandpa from people who come up and tell you that?
Oh, yeah, but most of them were like his friends or one of my cousin's great-grandfather. You know, they're all family members pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, I got some good stories. Hey, do you know who the richest woman that's ever lived is? Richest woman.
No. Who is it?
This is apropos of nothing. I just heard it earlier, and it was.
I thought it was
kind of crazy. Nope.
Let me guess. Let me just take.
Yes. I will give you. I can give you a country, even if you want.
Okay.
To narrow it down.
If you say
United States of America.
Okay, let me think about this. And it's not a Kardashian? How many guesses do I get? I just guessed a Kardashian, so I guess I've already guessed.
It'd be it. Richest woman in the history of humanity.
Was it the first black lady millionaire? That lady?
Millionaire? Come on, really?
Martha Stewart? Do I know her? Would I have known her?
No, not really. I mean, when I say who she is, I go, well, I don't know her, but I understand.
Shit.
If I tell her how you would know her, then it would...
It'd give it away? So is she an entertainer of some sort?
No.
So, but she started... Jessica Alba. She started the honest Let's see.
So far, everybody you're naming is small potatoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are like they actually not a approaching... woman or do they identify as one?
Are they what?
Are they actually a woman or do they identify?
Oh, yeah. They were married at a time.
They were married. Is it they? Oh.
Or she was married.
They is their pronoun?
Yes. I don't know if she's married currently, but she was married at some point.
Anna Nicole Smith.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes. Holy shit. That point was very...
These are small potatoes compared to what's going down with this.
Is it like Queen...
Elizabeth? Queen?
Queen Elizabeth or something?
Nope.
Okay. Is she alive now?
Yes.
Okay. Is she old?
No.
Old is your age and up.
She is, I'm sure, less than 40 years old, but I'm not positive.
Four?
If less than 40.
And it's probably not a Kardashian.
No.
So did she make, she put in politics?
Nope.
Not in politics, not in entertainment. She created something then? She invented something?
No, I don't think so.
She just sells things? Does she sell
Vagina? If you're talking...
she's a gold digger-ish.
Well, I mean, that's a judgment call.
Did she make her money on her own doing or because she married somebody rich and they died?
Well, you're close.
They got a divorce.
Bingo.
Okay. Connie Nelson. Yes.
Exactly. She's the richest woman that's ever lived.
Excuse me, I need to make a phone call.
Hold up.
This is hard. This is hard.
She got...
Okay, wait. She's married multiple times?
Well, only one that really mattered. maybe she did it again, but there was...
Okay, is her ex-husband that she divorced from that she got a lot of money from, is he dead?
Nope.
Is he an athlete of some kind?
Nope. Athletes don't make this kind of money. She got $39
billion.
Billion. He's American.
Just for opening up her legs. Now, how did he make his money?
Well, I can just give it away if you want me to do that.
So is he in entertainment?
Nope.
Is he in politics?
No. Well, I mean,
only because he's got 39.
He is not a politician. He's not an official politician, but certainly knee deep in politics.
Did he create something?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know a whole lot about him, but yeah, he is in charge of something that is printing money right now.
So, like the Amazon guy, Bezos guy?
Boom! There you go. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is the richest woman that has ever lived.
And
ever in the history of all women, she is the richest. And she was like 34, I think, when she became the richest.
And
now apparently the divorce happened about...
We don't even know her name. She's just Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. That's her name.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard this on a podcast today, so I found it very interesting. It blew my mind. I was like, wow, yeah, she's $39 billion at 34, I think. Now, apparently Jeff Bezos and her split up like a year before the pandemic maybe, and Amazon stocks doubled or something. So she could have been worth $72 billion if she'd have stuck it out for another year. Or maybe he saw it coming. I don't know.
Because what is the difference really between $39 billion and $72 billion? What can you buy with $72 billion that you can't buy with $39?
It begs the question of why does Jeff Bezos, whatever, still keep working? He must love Amazon, or they're addicted to making numbers, because he literally could do anything he wants. He could have the Rolling Stones play his backyard party and it would be like $1,000 to him.
Right.
I don't understand those people.
So could she.
But I like my rich billionaires like Elon Musk, who are like, I'm crazy. I'm going to shoot a Tesla into the sky because I'm loaded. I like that kind of shit. I mean, he does other stuff, but yeah. I like a bit of crazy to it. Not like, how can we be more efficient on the supply side and supply chain? Fuck that, man. Shoot rockets.
Yeah. Shoot rockets.
I like my billionaires eccentric.
I mean... I've never really thought about how I like my billionaires. I just never thought that I would even have a chance to have an opinion about them.
Well, you need to look up Betsy Bezos or whatever her fucking name is, because apparently she's sitting on $39 billion. She could literally give you $1 billion and not even feel it. You could do a lot with $1 billion.
We need to find her, see if she'd be a fan.
I think we've hit upon something. I just said Betsy. I don't know what her fucking name is, but we're going to find out.
Betsy.
Now, what if Betsy wanted to be Papa Willie?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Come on, Betsy.
It costs $1
billion. $1 billion for you, Betsy. You know $750 million.
You know what? No, I'll be nice. Not $1 billion. $37 million. I'll be okay with $37 million. And I'll split it with you.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah. Now, she'd have to pay her airfare and shit like that.
How would I know? I wouldn't have known about this until you told me. So, the least I could do is split my $37 million with you.
I'm just glad it's official now. I'm going to go find Betsy Bezos as soon as I Betsy Bezos.
If anybody out there knows Betsy Bezos, tell her about the Raylan Nelson Band.
Text Raylan at
32996. Oh, 615-492-3250. Sorry.
That was fucking awful. What else you got?
So there was, I found out I was listening to a podcast. Please stop barking.
That's just funny. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Bye now. So I found on a podcast today that if I wear high-waisted jeans, mom jeans, if you will, that I am mocking unfortunate shaped women because we're supposed to wear regular pants and they're supposed to be the ones with the high-waisted. What are your thoughts on this? Am I mocking people by wearing high-waisted jeans just because I want to be trendy?
Well, I'm not sure y'all why you would refer to a full-figured gal as an unfortunate figure, but...
Yes, you do.
Second of all, I'm not positive.
What are your thoughts on full-figured gal?
Listen, this cough, just by the way, is not a COVID cough. It is a cannabis cough. I got a touch of the COVID.
I like that you went with cannabis and not weed because of the alliteration.
Alliteration. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think mom jeans are necessarily high-waisted jeans.
We just went to Zoom. We have a guest, everyone.
Who's that? Ladies and gentlemen.
Linda Sue.
Can I see everyone?
Yep, you're in.
Wait, so everyone?
No, we're not live. We're recording it, though. So people will see it. You want to say hi?
Hello. Wait, it doesn't do the same anymore.
Viv, what do you think of the... Viv, what do you think of the new Billie Eilish video?
I didn't watch it. I'm not.
Stop it. Just stop it.
She's doing TikTok, though.
What about, you're telling me you didn't watch the video?
No, I didn't. But, see, she's doing TikTok.
She joined TikTok, though.
She also runs through a mall in the new video and eats French fries. Okay.
She joined it.
Thank goodness.
So I was worried she wouldn't.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Do you have something you like to say? Viv has had an awful week this week with her friends. You want to talk about that?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want anyone to see this.
Nobody of them are going to see this. Well, maybe. Let's not. Yeah.
Girl drama?
Teenager problems for them, not me. I want to be a kid. I only want a boyfriend. See, I don't have any boyfriend who actually cared about me.
Oh my God. She is turning into a girl.
Who, me?
Not me. I don't never turn into a girl. I'm so visco.
What's going on with the leg?
That stretches. by the way, JB, I'm like the favorite out of the Vivian Nelson man. So,
that's exactly my face when she's like,
This is just the manager. I'm like,
So, do you know this? Hey, Viv, let me ask you this. Do you think, you don't have to play the ukulele, but do you think you could just get up there and front the Raylan Nelson band, and we just call it the Vivian Nelson band?
Yeah, I can replace mom.
Would you be willing to try it for one show?
Wait,
not replace her. Not replace her. Just as a stick.
I think I should be the main view.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you think that Vivi should go get me another beer?
Probably so.
Look, it's already filled.
Well, look. Your night will get much easier the more beers you bring your mom.
So, I think...
Hey, why don't you tell that dog to shut the hell up, Viv?
But...
Oh, the dog.
Why won't JB take us to get Starbucks? You'd never do it.
Not Starbucks. What do you like? Where does JB take you to do?
Chick-fil-A. You never... And that's how Pat under it. But why? You don't want to hang out with us.
Well,
do you remember the Chick-fil-A voice memo that I sent you?
Oh, man, I wish I could play it. It's hilarious. Maybe we should put that up on the Patreon.
I think we should do our bit, our embarrass each other bit where we do that.
I don't know what that bit was.
We post things that are embarrassing of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guess what?
But maybe only for, like, $10 tier and up.
Yeah, the good shit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
maybe $20. Let's do the $20 tearing up.
If we're going to embarrass each other, they should really have to pony up.
Maybe.
Because we got some shit. And honestly, I think I have probably more shit than you do on you.
I love you. Tell her bye. Bye, Linda Sue.
Okay, but real quick, I just want to tell you about something.
She's going to do a dance. Here we go.
No.
Oh, here's her real thing.
Let's say free Britney. Free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney.
Oh. Do your Elvis.
She told me. I get a fried peanut butter sandwich. Bananas. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Do your Trump.
Well.
What?
We need a drink. Bleach.
Okay, keep trying. Do it again, though.
The Chinese.
She does a great chomp. It really is.
The China flu.
No, the Kung flu.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay.
China.
Now she's cussing on.
That's not about
on me. National podcasting. Hey. You're making me look like a bad mom. Viv, what is your favorite cuss word? Fuck is her favorite.
And bitch.
What's your favorite, Jamie?
Bitch.
I don't curse.
What?
I don't curse.
Oh, that's such a lie. We all know.
What's? How dare you? How dare you?
You need to get Chick-fil-A. And bring it over.
You need to get some Chick-fil-A and bring it over.
I think you need to take that.
All right, Linda.
I think you need to go over there and shut that dog up.
We have some parenting. We have some podcasting to do.
Hey.
I don't
the China flu. Did I?
Oh, she did the China flu.
China virus.
The China virus.
Oh, that's not bad.
I know. She does a great job. Her face looks so much.
Yeah, different. She's got the lips down. That was Elvis, though.
I know. It really, I don't know what it is. You just nail it.
I don't look like Trump.
Say paper straws are bullshit.
Paper straws are bullshit.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the sign off for you to go.
Oh, go get wood?
Warm.
Oh, okay. Oh, China flu. Damn it. I keep getting it wrong. Oh, guys, by the way, so if you guys want to, go check out his Instagram and her Instagram.
No, Patreon.
Patreon. So, and, get Sean. Oh.
No, it's time. Bye.
Wait, say that I said a few minutes earlier.
I don't know what it was.
Tua, Mark.
Don't be stingy.
Don't be stingy, Mark.
Okay.
Say that.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Who's that?
Well,
okay, well, I don't really know what to say after that.
So, wait, one more thing. So, yesterday, we did our Patreon launch, you know, and we did it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and I came up with this really funny thing. I was like, don't blame us. We voted for Papa Willie, and he thinks you should join our Patreon, blah, 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 blah. We're going to boost it, because that was going to make it go viral. It was going to hit so many people, Marie, so many patrons. Jake. Because it said vote in it and recount, it flagged it as an election post. Let's be clear that the election is over, number one. Number two, we have 10,000 followers, which isn't enough to sway, well, I don't know. I guess somebody could argue that 10,000 is enough to sway an election with how close some of the votes in some of the states were. However, it's not me saying that we voted for Willie Nelson. How is that going to affect anything now? Why would they promote that?
You got zucked, man. Oh, great.
That was supposed to be a 9 a.m. alarm, not a 9 p.m. alarm.
Oh, well, somebody's going to be late to van call tomorrow. Anyway.
I should set an alarm for that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sorry, guys. I had it set for 9 p.m. and not 9 a.m. It's 10:30 a.m. We're going to be late, but that's okay.
08 a.m. A.M. alarm. Leave for Jabe. Home. Okay. Got it. We will maybe be on time.
Maybe so.
So did you, were you aware that there was an election going on? I haven't talked to you about the election yet. I was just curious if you were.
I've heard.
Did you, what are your thoughts on it? First of all, do you think that me posting that we should have, that we voted for Willie Nelson, that would affect the.
I think that would probably, if those 10,000 people were, say, in Arizona, Philly, and
you know how many patrons we got from our newly launched thing that wouldn't boost? Do you know how many?
How many?
Three.
Hey.
Three more.
That's three very important patrons right there.
Right? One at a $20, and two at a $10. $10.
Our tens of patrons are going to get the good shit.
It's true. They already do get the good shit. I constantly send pictures all day long to them.
And they'll tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And a lot of our people moved up tiers, too, because we have the good stuff in the higher tiers, obviously. But you still get good stuff at the lower tier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get all the behind-the-scenes photos and such, and videos and such and such. But anyway, so I was just wondering if you thought that Trump was going to concede and be okay with this. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, he's definitely going to concede eventually. He's got to do the lawsuit thing. I think people are losing their mind over, I don't know, the hypocrisy in politics. You know me.
Do you think either way it went that it would be this would be happening? Not the I'm not going to concede thing, but the it's voter fraud because of the mail-in ballots and that sort of thing with Corona.
Well, yeah.
I feel like either side would have done that.
Of course. But everybody's losing their mind like this shit didn't just happen just like this in the year 2000. Maybe people were, that was 20 years ago. But the whole Al Gore shit, it was like December 13th or something before they ever figured that shit out. And it was.
I don't remember it lasting that long. And I wasn't following it that close either.
Yeah. And that's right about the time I started paying attention to shit. Well, a little before that, but it was like, wow, that's weird. And then you live long enough and all you do is see the same shit with the colors reversed about 20 years later, except for dropping bombs on other countries and protecting banks at all costs. That shit never changes, no matter who comes in there. So, you know.
So are you for dropping bombs on other countries?
Absolutely. No, I'm kidding. That's what. There is, there is a real thing, the military industrial complex, where shitloads of money are made on building shit to bomb people with. Shitloads of money. So, anytime a president, hell, even Trump was trying to pull shit out of, I think it was Afghanistan, Syria maybe, and people were losing their minds. So everybody rallied around that shit, like you can't pull the troops out. And I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that too.
So it doesn't matter who gets in office. That shit happens. The banks are protected and the bombs keep dropping. So I don't know. But back to your voter.
Are you for bank protection?
For who? What?
Are you for protecting banks?
No, like when the housing market crashed. Yeah. And nobody went to jail and it was just straight fuckery. And they all walked, some of them with raises. Nobody got in any trouble whatsoever.
Yeah.
And other people that got suckered lost their houses.
Is that not what the FDIC is supposed to do? Protect the banks?
Yeah, but there's also regulations that are supposed to be on the banks that don't allow it to get to that fuckery.
Right.
And they shut their eyes at it. They literally cheated. They went against the rules.
Yeah.
Fucked a bunch of people over knowingly, and nobody went to jail for it. But once you get out of office, you can go make speeches to these same fuckers that you kept out of jail, and they'll pay you $400,000 a speech.
Yeah.
Like, how much money do presidents make when they get out of office? And I'm not picking a side. You know me. I loathe politicians from both sides.
So this is getting too serious. I was trying to be a little more funny about it. So did you see Dave Chappelle's speech on SNL?
I did.
I thought it was really funny.
It was funny. His and Bill Burr's, both the two of those, I thought were hilarious.
Bill Burr was, I mean, I like Bill Burr. He's funny. I didn't think his Saturday Night Live thing was, I didn't laugh out loud. But
I only watched the monologues. I didn't really see any of the skits.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the monologue. I didn't laugh out loud, I don't think, at any of Bill Burr's. But I did laugh out loud on Dave Chappelle's a few times.
Yeah, he's funny, man. He should run for office.
I love how he's still smoking cigarettes on stage. Like, it's...
He didn't give a fuck.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like cancer.
He is not asking permission for that shit. Nobody's smoking inside anywhere in New York.
No one can say anything to him anyway. He's, you know... Yeah. He's up there with Bill Burr in the comedy world.
Up there? Shit, he's above Bill Burr.
Top diggity dog.
He's probably the top of the heap.
He's the Snoop Dogg of comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because they're both black. Maybe a little bit, but not really. But that's, I'm woke. And only, you know, not the annoying woke, but like the smart woke.
Need to meet some of those people.
Are you going to go play a show with me tomorrow? And what's that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you packed?
Nope. Gotta go get, I gotta pack my gear. I don't have to take clothes or shit, but get cables and guitars scattered up.
Clothes? You're gonna play naked?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, this isn't a good one because we're supposed to be an outdoors gig.
Yeah, my shit will be covered. I got a guitar hanging in front of there. Oh, on the way out, I should say that I was scrolling on Facebook earlier tonight and your mom has shared was having a watch party for a, religious ceremony or not religious. They had the praise band up there. But I saw a chick fucking doing the
praise dancing
with the banner thing, yeah. But it was just one girl with a banner.
She went to, in the studio?
Back here somewhere, yeah. That could be a video there, slow motion.
It's a shame we didn't just let that thing burn in the fire, huh?
That's a shame.
There to protect it.
It's a good idea for a video.
My mom was upset about the election. And I was like, first of all, I didn't think she'd bring it up around me, you know, because her and I just don't agree completely. You know, we can talk about it civilly, but we don't agree. You know, 4 years ago, it fucked me up when Trump got it. It fucked me up for a week, maybe a month. I learned a lot from that time to not get so emotionally involved in something that it fucks up your life for a month. So this time I was prepared for anything. But mom brought it up and she was just like bitching about things and how it was fraudulent and all this. And all I said was, Mom, I felt the same way 4 years ago, and I know what you're going through, and I'm so sorry. All I can say, because... Like, on the inside, I'm just like, but you know it's just going to happen again, you know?
Of course. Well, now, the thing is, speaking of the mail-in ballots, it's like, you know, you don't think, I mean, I don't care what side.
Did you see the count memes after he was like, stop the count?
I don't care what side you're on. You have to admit, you're just leaving yourself wide open for fuckery if you're just sending out ballots without them being requested, which is fine if you want to do it. But... what people need to understand, which I always try to do, is, well, maybe you can use that to your advantage, but the next time around, the other people are going to figure out that shit, and then there's going to be even more fuckery. You know what I mean?
If we can use face recognition on our phone, why can't we do something like that for voting? And also, here's something I don't understand.
You know why? Because if you could, there would be no chance of real fuckery. You know?
Well, maybe the Libertarian Party should stand up. I think we should build. I think there's more of us than are speaking
there
up
is.
About it.
There is. That's what I hope for this. The way I look at it is it's still half the country hates the president. It's just going to flip. Good. The previous 4 years of people that were miserable under Trump, they'll get 4 years of happiness. But what they're going to get with their 4 years of happiness is the same thing that people that kind of like Trump but really just didn't like Hillary, so they voted for Trump. They got 4 years of everybody going, ah, look at your boy. No, I don't care. You have to support everything he supports.
But I feel like that's kind of what we did this time. People just really didn't like Trump, so they voted for the other one.
That's what I'm saying. But now the other side's going to come up then for 4 years, and this is just high school shit. And they're going to be going, well, what about this? What about this? And that side's going to be going, well, we weren't really into all of that. We just preferred this over that. Oh, you can't say that. I don't know. So they'll paint them in a corner.
But both meanwhile, of them want the economy to open up. Like, Biden's, like, I hear people are like, he's going to put us on lockdown again. And I don't really think that that would be helpful in his realm, right? Like, we want the economy to open up. He does, too. He wants a good economy under the Democrat ruling.
Yeah, maybe they think about different ways of, you know, that's a whole nother rabbit hole we can go down, whatever. Anyway, the way I look at it is last 4 years, there was a fucking white possible rapist, possible racist fucking douchebag we had to listen to.
It's not
80 years old almost. Now we get another 4 years of another white 75, 80-year-old possible racist, possible sexist, possible whatever. They really are the same person. Yeah, they basically are the same people to me. One's just a little more polite than the other. But, I mean, I could say the same shit about either one of them, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I think Trump's mouth gets him in trouble.
If he was likable at all, that's his problem. He's a complete dickhead. It's kind of funny sometimes, but there's no way to run a country. You can't do that.
Yeah, did you see it's been one of the podcasts we both watch because we watch a lot of the same ones, where it showed clips of him in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he told them that he wasn't going to go there. He was like, on the podium there, he's just like, Erie, I wasn't planning on coming here. Why would I come here? I mean, I'm sorry, but really, why would I be here? Like, that shit's fucking funny.
It makes me laugh. And I think with Trump, part of it is, I think, and then,
what
you
about
know,
the
I'm
Four
just,
Seasons landscaping? Come
that
on.
That shit's hilarious.
What
I'm
the
just saying,
fuck?
I'm just saying.
Why doesn't anybody see how funny that is?
They do. Everybody does. They just won't admit it. The same way the left.
It'd be funny if they just laughed about it, though, you know, instead of pretending like this was this facade of that they really tried to go there.
Well, it's all nonsense. It's all a game. We're all being lied to constantly. But anyway, I think Trump, the phenomenon is he literally is kind of unhinged, and he went in not as a politician, not that he's a man of great honor or anything, but he said shit that he wasn't supposed to say. And I think that's why, you know, and I've heard podcasters talk about it, the people in the establishment hate Trump for way different reasons than the people typical left-leaning political voters. They don't give a shit that he's mean to people or that he says dumb shit or he's rude. They don't like him saying, there's a military-industrial complex. What do you say? People want to build bombs. They're going to have jobs. He, like, says shit that you're not supposed to say. Not because he's being moral. He just says shit, you know?
I know, but the thing is,
they don't like it.
Well, and also, I want to teach my children to not speak that way and have a better character than that. And also, when you're running a business or something, you don't want the people person, the guy who's the face, to be that way. You want them to be a people person.
Well, what I'm saying is the other politicians and like the FBI and the CIA and all those people, do you think they give two shits about how he's talking to people or his demeanor? They send people to bomb countries over Starbucks. They don't give a shit that he's mean. They don't like him because they're not really sure what he's going to do. And he might say some shit that's not supposed to get out. Not because I'm going to uncover secrets, because you can't control him. You know what I mean? That's just who he is. It's a freak that got in there and they're like, oh my God, what do we do with this guy? Can't kill him. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They got Kennedy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's getting too deep, and I've got to pee.
So, to sum up, free Britney, paper straws are bullshit.
I hate politicians. Enjoy your groceries.